the 9th of June. And we are going to be connected shortly with Leo Lyon-Zagami in Rome. Hello, Leo. How are you doing today?
Very well. All good. 9th of June. Today, the Bilderberg Club takes off here in Europe, in Dresden, in Germany. So I guess we have a lot to talk about.
Well, let's start. From the top of the list, we see the election moving forward, and we see that what I call her, now whose new term is called the Hildebeest, moving forward despite the fact it's a disgrace that she is actually able, under indictment, to be moving forward in an election cycle. But again, remember, she is one of the highest level female Masons in modern history. She's so corrupt, it's hard to actually remove her, because the system here in America, if most nations are corrupt, America reaches beyond those. We're always overachievers, aren't we?
I think that it's not a problem of underachievers or not. It's a problem of fitting in a scheme of things that touches Europe as well as the United States.
Exactly.
It's a scheme of things that go well beyond the national interest.
So fill us in the details, because your latest book, which is the Confessions of the Illuminati,
yes.
Part 2, available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, let's expand on this. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we are in a time of great change. We are going towards 2020, which seems to be for many a turning point on this New World Order scenario. And so we are in a time, like you saw in Tel Aviv, of great chaos worldwide, also in Israel, because we have the proposed building of the Temple of Solomon, but that means also destroying the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So we have a lot of things going on.
I have some new information for you on that. From my academic and historical archaeological experts, which I have had on and will have on again, it appears that the actual temple was built at the Springs of Gihon, which is below the Eastern Gate, that the temple was actually the Temple of Antonius, and so that they actually can start building a temple or even putting a tabernacle at the springs and literally put it up overnight. So it's not necessary that they destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Apparently, there was a church called the church that was built up on top of the Temple of Antonius, called the Church of St. Catherine's, that was later turned into the mosque. But in fact, the actual temple, as a Roman historian said, was totally destroyed. So as if in the demolition site, not one stone would be left upon another. Well, the Wailing Wall in the Temple of Antonius was not destroyed. It was left by the Romans as a symbol of the fact that they had conquered Jerusalem and the holy areas of the ancient Hebrew world.
I think that you are right on the spot when you're saying that this is... you know, like the core moment in history where something is going to be revealed for the Jewish world, of course, is the coming of the Messiah. You know very well, you have talked about it very much in your shows, I remember, in the past, about how this will develop and how this scheme of things will see also an Antichrist, as well as the respect that this Messiah has to have onto certain precepts of the tradition, of the Jewish tradition. So, but there is also the fact that there is, on top of all this, a one-world religion which merges all these troops, wants to create a syncretistic union that offers us a much more, you know, unified concept of religion that can become part of a one-world scheme of things, of a one-world order where everything, the food as well as the soul, as well as the beliefs, are all merged into one common, and this one common way of doing things, of course, is at times New Agey, and of course the New Age is... this great invention of the New World Order, of this dark side of the Illuminati, which I denounce in Volume 2. I must say that it's very interesting also in Volume 2 how I showed that there is within U.S. Freemasonry a satanic side, which is quite evident, and I brought evidence on the table on this book to show that this is not just a speculation. There is names, surnames, lodges, and times, and everything. So I wanted also to point out that you can't be hypocritical about the fact that definitely there is a problem in the church, as well as in Freemasonry, as well in all the institutions of mankind, because of these evil roots and also this need of positive change that now we have when we see all this evil portrayed in the world. And of course today with the Bilderberg Club meeting in Dresden, they are really trying to fix things for their American election, for what is going on at a worldwide level with the banking system, with the global tax that they want to bring in. Because in the end, of course, it's going to become a global tax. It's going to become, you know, a taxation dictated by a group of thugs, which is this New World Order. And that is now meeting together in Germany in this Kempinski, the Tannenberg Palais Kempinski Hotel in Dresden, which has also a very long tradition in Freemasonry, Dresden in Germany. Dresden is a place where Freemasonry was from the beginning of this whole thing of speculative Freemasonry started in, of course, in England, but it developed also in Germany. We know that the strict observance, the actual Templar Rite, the Christian Templar Rite, was very strong. Then, of course, as we know, the nobility, the aristocracy, was taken over by the more communist part of the Illuminati creed. We know also that the aristocracy that had defended the Christian values got wiped off here in Europe. And initially, of course, the U.S. with their 1776 revolution gets fitted in this plan. But they are, of course, the New Jerusalem. The U.S. has a great responsibility in this great scheme of things piloted by these invisible forces. So I think that the U.S. really has the responsibility also to change things for the better when they get so worse. Don't you think so, Bill?
Oh, yeah. I think the way I think of it in terms of terms, what the Bible often does is do a fore revelation of an ancient prophecy and a near revelation or an end time.
And this is a big problem with the fact that, you know, I mean, we are facing the possibility of having Hillary Clinton president. That would be really the end of time.
Right. And one of the questions I'd like to ask you, Leo, is it a proscription against the idea that there may be a person that is either, let's say, an alternative sexual orientation, such as a lesbian, as a president, and maybe the beast dictator? Or is it a possibility that Hillary, with all her evil, may well be the final revelation of the dictator? Because if you look at her personality and her behavior, in fact, one of the Secret Service people came up with a book that's being released in the news media this week that worked with Bill Clinton outside there, in their White House, outside the Oval Office, for 8 years during the Clinton administration. And, you know, he was very unimpressed and very, actually found her extremely unstable, a very explosive and very dangerous person, Hillary Clinton. If you look at the number of, and by the way, it's my estimation, just a guess, that of all the people that have died during the Clinton reign over the last, since 1992, that most of these people were not killed by Hillary and Bill, they were killed by the people that were their overlords.
I must say that in the course of time, though, the Clintons have gained a lot of strength, also economically. They have made a lot of investments.
$100 million from doing speeches and backing up universities.
Not only that. Actually, there is much more than that. $100 million is what they declare.
You're right.
Because what I discovered lately is that there is a scandal out of Norway that hasn't been going on the mainstream press and that nobody has really touched in the U.S., Do you know that the Norwegian government every year sends $50 million to the welfare foundation of the Clintons?
No, I didn't know that. Why would Norway send $50 million to the Clinton Foundation?
Because they are a socialist, democratic, communistic country. They have always had this kind of very Soros kind of imprint. I mean, it's really in their genetic, since they have kind of castrated themselves from their more right-wing Christian fundamentalist background, they seem to be, the state seem to be really in the hands of these people that want to give Hillary this money. And basically, she has used 70% of it to finance her campaign.
Wow. So, I mean, what I heard is that she has $2 billion in the kitty to push herself into the presidency. And if you look at the demographics, even with all the indictments and so on, and by the way, it's an indictment of the people that vote for Hillary. And this is a warning to you out there. If you vote for Hillary, you're voting for the devil's daughter. You're voting for a person so evil, she could literally bring the world to the brink of total annihilation.
When it comes to Satanism, I have a whole chapter, it's chapter 6 in my book, that talks about Norway and Satanism. Because do you know where black metal and satanic music comes from? It comes from Norway. And the actual whole base of the Ordo Templi Orientis in Europe is based in Norway. The initiation...
You're talking about Bergen, right? Bergen, Norway?
Bergen is one of the strongholds, definitely. Oslo right. also, though. Oslo also.
Yeah.
And Bergen, of course, is the stronghold of the OTO because they have their mother lodge there in Norway, and their head is called Harald Stromsberg, which actually resides in Bergen. And of course, Bergen is also very renewed because every year all the witches and warlocks of Scandinavia gather secretly in Bergen for a witchcraft ritual. So this happens every year around June, July. And I must say that in my book I finally expose all this to the people, so people can really see the real side of Norway.
Right.
How I saw myself in a victim of this Norwegian government, and
right.
because I was persecuted in Norway and I was actually accused of espionage.
Now Leo, let me fill you in on some interesting facts that you can expand on. Do you know the ancient prophecy against the tribe of Dan?
The ancient prophecy against sure.
Yeah, Dan, of course, it says a snake biting the heel of the horse, which throws off the rider. The prophecy of Dan, it's interesting that when you refer to Norway, it's actually the center of what's called Scandinavia, which means the land of Dan. And we have to understand that the tribes of the Ephraimic tribes of Europe, including Scandinavia, Germany, the Celtic Isles in Scotland and Ireland and so on, British Isles, are all the ancient tribes of Ephraim that were taken away by the Medo-Persians. Now, they did something very similar to what the Soviet Union did.
Yeah, but in fact, if you go to the government of Norway, actually the government building, the signs of the tribe of Dan are there. I mean, they have the lion symbol. They
right.
even have the Jewish hexagram implanted on the sides of the building in a way.
Yeah, you have to. Here's what you have to understand. The building of the Temple of Solomon, according to high-level Jewish masons that study the Sifrei Zeira and the other, we call Babylonian books, they believe was created by demons. But the two primary wizards that were running it were the wizard from Dan and the wizard from Judah. Do you know that, right? And these two wizards actually summoned the demons, they said, that created the Temple of Solomon.
Yes, it was actually, I wrote about it in one of my books, a detailed explanation of how King Solomon used to conjure these demons. He had a special seal he used to use. He was dominating these forces.
Right, that's why all the highest level Masons believe that the human race came from Mars, which is the seat of Apollo, the sun god, and that's why Apollo worship or sun god worship is tied directly to the ancient Sumerians and Egyptians, and also tied to the worship of all the ancient Norwegian gods, for example, which are an apostate version of the Aaronic priesthood that were the druids in the ancient world, including the people don't understand that Dan, the tribe of Dan, of course, that's also where the Nobel Prize comes from, Oslo. And one of the primary sponsors of the underlying constitution and so on of the United Nations is from Norway.
Yeah, in fact, I have a candidate for the Antichrist at this time, and it's Jan Stoltenberg, who is the head of NATO, is the Secretary General, and he is the ex-Prime Minister of Norway.
Right.
And he went on TV with a T-shirt written 666. And I showed it on volume 2 of my confession, this photo with this T-shirt on national TV. I mean, I don't think any prime minister ever showed himself with a T-shirt with written 666 right on national TV. This was Jens Stoltenberg, who is now the head of NATO. So it's quite disturbing.
Yeah, well, there's lots of people that are vying for the part, let's put it that way. He's definitely...
Well, definitely, of course. But here we have somebody who has very much... at the moment, the grips of control over the whole system, because you're talking about NATO, you're talking not only
right.
about the US, but the whole
right.
structure of NATO, that means you are basically in charge of the New World Order.
Exactly. Now, What do you think of the thesis that if Hillary wins, what do you think will happen to America? There's several things. Firstly, the open borders. America is trade zone 3 in the world, New World Order, according to the CFR from 1973 fall, Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs Journal. Hillary is the most corrupt and highest level Illuminati Mason in the Western world, female Mason. And she, and people have to understand exactly where this is all going. We have now the false, I call false prophet, in the current Jesuit Pope in the Vatican. And all the people are coming on scene. For example, the best candidate for the Mahdi to bring peace between Sunni and Shiite is none other than Barack Obama. So all the players are starting to show up on scene, aren't they?
They're all here. They're all here for the great play, the ultimate play. We're going to see gradually in the course of time who is, the ultimate character, of the Book of Revelation. But I think definitely this is, amongst the many manifestations that we had during the course of time, the only moment in history where the technology can actually resemble totally the scriptures and what is being prophesied. Don't you think, Bill?
Oh, yeah. But a couple of signs that are pretty easy to watch for, but without any dates. There has to be at least a tabernacle of Moses, and the sanctification of the Temple Mount area at the Springs of Gihon, where they have to have the water to do the libations for the sacrifice of animals. Yeah, the sacrifice of animals is the abomination, because when you sacrifice an animal, when the total sacrifice of Yeshua Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, it means any blood sacrifice of an animal is an abomination against the complete sacrifice of Jesus. And it desolates, which means a territory it was given to Abraham, is handed over to a demonic organization, i.e. Islam and the Vatican.
I think that the Vatican now, in this moment of time, has the center role of gathering together all these worldwide religions.
Right.
Getting Islam right under his wing. In fact, the Pope defends Islam more than he defends Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't ever mention Satan that much. He probably mentions it once a year. His main concern seems the immigrants, as many immigrants as he can, letting these immigrants into Europe. I think that the great problem today on the agenda of the New World Order and on the agenda of the Club Bilderberg is definitely the Brexit, meaning the possibility on the 23rd of June that Great Britain leaves the European Union.
Right.
In that case, if the Great Britain manages, which is very difficult because they will be able to trick once again the referendum and probably manage to also destroy this possibility for the English people and for all the Brits, because I think that there is interests at stake that are too large. And so the New World Order will really falsify even this referendum, trick everything possible and get their way. But it is definitely the moment in time in which there is more at risk for the whole New World Order scenario, because the exit of Great Britain will clearly demonstrate to the world that it is possible to not be in the European Union or in the U.S. and being out of these big continent states. But unfortunately, that's not what's going to happen, because the plan of the New World Order simply wants to gather every single state on a continent and create continent states.
You see, what I believe that is going to happen is a little bit... sometimes when you want to punch forward, you have to pull back really hard and then release all your muscular energy like you're doing martial arts. So what I see happening is, in fact, the Brexit is to guarantee the formation of Fortress Europe. It also will guarantee that to control this massive immigration, at least they think it will be a little bit of reverse on them, is to allow Turkey a special status, which will flood Europe with millions and millions of Muslims. So I think the Brexit actually is to guarantee the formation of a super state where state borders disappear completely. And the Europe is flooded with 40 million Turkic Muslims. Not just from Turkey, but from Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, etc.
It's flooded also with the North Africans, Africans.
Right.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out.
Welcome back, and so, Leo, just lay out what we have in terms of the players, what's going on. We have right now the move toward a new world order. There's a definite move toward 2020. We have in America probably the most important election in several hundred years. We have an extremely corrupt, very evil person running for the White House, and she uses the woman card all the time. There's lots of, we call, honest and incompetent women who could be president. But they aren't running. The system seems to select people that are incredibly corrupt. She has $2 billion to get herself elected. So Donald Trump is now...
Hello?
Moving beyond his own personal fortune to ask for donations, because he's going to come against $2 billion of attacks against him by the media that side with Hillary. And they make every possible excuse for this woman, despite the fact that she failed at Benghazi and her blood is on her hands. She's made terrible decisions about invading Libya. It's just one disaster after another, and they keep apologizing and saying she's really competent. She does not have the temperament or the morality to be a president. It's just disgusting. It's actually a disgrace. But the fact that she's so evil and so corrupt, she's probably got numbers even on Barack Obama, which is why he's now on side supporting her. I'm just very concerned about America and a lot of Americans that still in the face of all this evidence, which is in the open media for Hillary, they are bringing damnation on this nation, is what I see happening. Anybody who votes for Hillary right now is asking for America to be destroyed. What do you think?
Ma, I don't think that they want to destroy America. They want to just make America not central to the world politics as before, because they want to centralize instead things at the United Nations. They want to centralize things in a setup which is supranational, which is not national.
The thing is, no other nation can enforce it. For example, Russia doesn't have military bases all over the world. China's just starting to build an actual navy. They won't have a full navy to compete with ours for another decade. And they don't really have desires to have, 700 or 800 bases around the world and project power. What we see happening is America is going to be used as a golem for the New World Order, as they have been since the Second World War, since Britain lost power. And now we have the situation rising where they want to turn Europe into a kind of an amalgam between Islam and all these now homogenized nations with no national borders. And they tenderized Europe. We were for now, two decades with the European Union, which basically 85% of legislation is by bureaucrats in Brussels. There's absolutely little or no representation for the population in terms of their local elected officials. The situation is desperate, and I really think that we are seeing the formation of Fortress Europe, which is an end-time prophecy. We're seeing the third jihad, which we had Jonathan Gray on just yesterday, talking about the third war or third jihad is happening right now around the world. And the Muslims themselves believe this prophecy that the Mahdi is about to show up on scene very soon, bringing peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam and setting up a caliphate in Jerusalem, not in Istanbul, but maybe starting there, but moving to Jerusalem, which means this is going to get really nasty. The Israelis, of course, have the Samson option, which is nukes aimed at every Islamic town and city above probably 10 or 20,000. They're not going to go quietly into that good night. This is not going to be a very pleasant situation, is it?
I think that in regards to the Israelis now and what is happening with the Muslims coming together, it's all, on top, always being crafted by their own shadow governments that also a very big link with the British Crown, because you have
exactly
to understand that if Israel existed because the British Crown focused on Zionism, sponsored Zionism, nobilitated the Rothschilds, gave the possibility to the Rothschilds to become Lord Rothschilds, to become
right,
somebody who had then even more power within the Christian world and was not anymore seen as only a Jewish family.
Exactly. You're on break now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com.
Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the wave unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Leo, if you want to, we can actually have you stay over the second hour. I got an email this morning from Dr. Bob Thiel, whose book on Hillary he's going to update. It was put out a few years ago before the election cycle started. Hillary has a lot of issues that I consider very prophetic. If she's not indicted after the Philly conference this July, it's a virtual certainty that she'll become president. Well, that's not good. And for three reasons. The first is that Donald Trump is sabotaging his own campaign by introducing slurs against race and against women, even though he has great policies and he has some great intentions for America, but he's got to stop his political potty mouth. So Mitch McConnell did have a point. The second thing that's happened, he doesn't have the money. Even though he's a billionaire, she has $2 billion to spend on her campaign between now and November. And her connections and corruption with all the transnational corporations and secret agencies is unparalleled. Hillary Clinton could literally murder somebody in the White House lawn and still get elected. That's how bad it is. And the people in this country are so spiritually blind, they think that Hillary is great. They want their abortion on demand. They want their God knows what, because the policies of Obama have been desperately bad for black people and people of color, and especially Hispanics, and for the country, because now with open borders, she plans on bringing another 500% more Muslims per year in from these other countries, and they're not going to be vetted. And their cells, basically, once they have enough terrorism, they'll get a bipartisan security bill, and that means everybody will have to either have a tattoo or a chip in them in order to move forward to go to any shopping center, any federal building, or any stadium. Hillary is going to be the dictator-in-chief. And let me tell you, as you said last year about Barack Obama, he has his hand off the tiller because he's always playing golf or taking vacations more than any other president in history. She won't have her hand off the tiller. This is a control freak, psychopath, demonically possessed daughter of Satan, Lilith, literally. And she's, I call Obama Hillary Light. I mean, she's the real thing. She's dangerous. And if she gets in, it's not just Americans in danger, it's the whole world. Because people may or may not know this from Russia and China, but I keep repeating it. We have warfare technology centuries ahead of anybody else. We have nanotechnology and computing technology that's centuries ahead of anybody else. We have already breached the singularity of artificial intelligence. It was launched in 2003 as part of the Virtual World Project. There's not a person that has a pulse or has ever had a breath of life in them that knows more about the actual technical issues of the Mark of the Beast that's spoken publicly than I have. And I am going to start releasing this information in this rest of this year, because Hillary is, without a doubt, to me, the most dangerous person in the political realm right now on the planet.
She's one of the most evil persons on the planet. She's very false. She's a person that is not honest in her intentions. And the pity, this, of course, what you said about Donald, I think that still he's a strong candidate. I think that the problem now...
Well, he better have speechwriters, and he better stop his potty mouth, because just the demographics, if you actually just look at it like a mathematician...
Okay.
Look
when
at
it comes down, for example, to his attack to the judge, no, it reminded me a little bit of what happened here in Italy with Berlusconi and the left-wing judges that for many years tried to attack him through various court cases. And these court cases were always piloted by left-wing judges.
Oh, I know they are, and they may still be, but you don't bring up his race. You can file a recusal, and you don't bring up race, because, you see, America's made of a hodgepodge of every nationality on Earth. So the fact that he was born in Indiana...
I think that if you take Trump for being Trump, you know that when he talks, he's very... a loud voice, is very protagonist of himself. He might be sometimes aggressive.
I don't mind aggression. I think what he has to do, though, is separate the idea. There's a huge amount of people, like say here in California, not only are legal Hispanics from Mexico that have come here, we have legal Mexicans that are Americans now that are our cleaning agents, and they're wonderful people, but there's also a whole pile of illegals here that are criminals that are burning the American flag and flying the Mexican flag. And these people are gang leaders, drug addicts, and dangerous people. And this state is out of its mind. California is crazy.
California is always been a Democrat stronghold. You can never really beat it if you are a Republican. I mean, you can never really enter into the Californian way of life simply because it's inbred in their own culture. It's a left-wing culture, California. I mean,
45% of all of the welfare victims, I call victims because they are, they keep them stuck in welfare, are in the entire United States. We only have 1/8 the population of the U.S., but we have 45% of welfare recipients in the United States or in California.
California is, though, a particular place. It's the place where the CIA has experimented a lot of their New Age MK-Ultra experiments since the beginning of this whole cultural revolution that after the Second World War led to, you know, psychedelia, led to drugs, led to transforming the world with their music, with their culture. This is California. California is birthplace of culture, but the problem is culture has become a monopoly in the last 100 years of the left-wingers. Now, this is the big problem.
Are you familiar with a drug called BZ?
No, I'm not familiar.
No, BZ is a classified drug. Remember, I know tons of Tier 1 science and classified information, which I release more than any other single individual on the planet on my show and our videos. BZ is a drug that was researched at the University of California, Irvine, and also other universities, including in Johns Hopkins, etc. And this drug was a long-acting form of LSD that they wanted to spray over, and they were thinking about spraying it over the Viet Cong in the Vietnam War. And what it does is it makes you disoriented, not for 24 or 48 hours, but for a month. They did some experiments on our own troops, and a number of them literally became in institutionalized psychiatric and wards, lockdown wards. They lost their minds. Now, they also, this is the start of what's called the Super Soldier Program. They tried to recruit me in 1978 to work at the World MS Tissue Repository with Dr. Wallace Tortolot at the VA Hospital in UCLA. And I'd already been working on, as a hobby, on doing nonlinear programming to simulate vision and hearing. And they wanted me to actually work with their Megatronic helmet system and their direct conversion of brainwaves through platinum and palladium microwires in different areas of the cortex and deep nuclei. They even had developed a Tavistock Institute in conjunction with USA's universities like Johns Hopkins in Baltimore and UC Irvine. The Rambo chip, which they turn it on and would give what's called a kill reflex to make you turn on and amplify your reptilian brain. And they could turn it on and off. They wanted to have these magnetronic helmets eventually without liquid nitrogen cooling to directly connect cyborgs, which are a female template, with a hack or 47th chromosome with different genes from different phyla species and genera to create a cyborg super soldier army. And these women in the spec sheets that they had would be 145 pounds, able to carry a 300-pound backpack, run 35 to 40 miles an hour, jump 35 to 50 feet, with nanotech body armor on that would be bulletproof, and would be able to be cybernetically connected to fire off drones and remote fire weapon systems, and literally have the ability to be connected through a we call swarm technology, so they would act as a single organism. This is 1978. You can imagine how far they went. General Poindexter, I know specifically, this leaked out of the media in the late 90s, had to get rid of a number of these super soldiers that were genetically being messed with when they were sending them over to the war theaters. And I personally took care of some of these super soldiers that were genetically upgraded. So it's not like airy-fairy science fiction out there, it's real. What you have to understand is California is on the center stage for a lot of these advanced DARPA-type project weird technologies, including the SuperNet, which has a backbone that goes all the way from here through Champaign, Illinois, all the way through to Yale and Harvard in New England. That SuperNet is a fiber optic cable network strung across the United States, 100,000 times faster than the current so-called Internet. It's been around for over 20 years plus. We have a virtual world project where everybody in the first and second world has an icon called a node in cyberspace with everything about your phone, conversations, your social media, everything. In fact, when you look at people like Zuckerberg, he's just the face of Facebook. It's still just the NSA and the globalists. These people are just the face of what's really going on behind the scenes is cybernetic control. Even the phone system in China is owned and controlled by the NSA. It's called 3Con. They don't have regular phone lines in China like we have, you know, landlines. They have 3Com, and 3Com is completely under the NSA. Every phone conversation, every fax, every email is analyzed by AI through a system called the Promise Software and upgrades in artificial intelligence. I know the algorithms. I know exactly who's involved with it. I basically know everything. And what people need to understand here is the center of this is the United States. The United States. People need to be very fearful if Hillary gets into office with how evil she is and what she will do to enforce not only open borders to homogenize America, but to also outlaw guns. She wants to abolish the Second Amendment. And that means 94 million armed Americans with 360 million guns and billions of bullets are going to have a real fight on their hands with Hillary. This is going to get extremely ugly. And I don't think people have any idea how dangerous it is to put Hillary in office. We need to impeach Obama, but Hillary should never even get near the nuclear football or anything like it. And she claims to be a Christian, by the way.
Well, now, claims to be a Christian is ridiculous when we all know that she was very much involved in shamanism and witchcraft.
Well, her family are the Rodhams. You're familiar with the Rodhams, or wizards and warlocks, going back to England. And the Rodhams, basically, and I prayed a few years ago, I said, God, give me discernment on who Hillary is. And I saw a little girl in a peacoat go to an England house in the dark. And they brought her downstairs, and they did a ceremony very similar to Eyes Wide Shut, where they had people with the golden goat head masks, the red capes, and the they call the staffs, and they were actually pronouncing the Lord's Prayer backwards in Latin, and they were marching around in a circle, and then they had an obsidian rock where they're going to do a child sacrifice, and they made Hillary, of course, drink blood and eat flesh, because they shattered her psyche so she could be avatared by transdimensional entities, i.e., she's demonically possessed. Now, people may not believe that, but if they say they're a Christian, Jesus himself went to cast out the demons from the demoniac into pigs. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to believe that part of the Bible. You don't have a choice. If you say you're a Christian, you have to believe the whole Bible, including the Old and New Testament, and it interprets itself, as it says in 2 Peter 2:10, no scripture in the Bible is of private interpretation. So the Bible is like a crystal. It interprets itself. And people need to understand that when we see our people, it says in 2 Daniel that they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. It's not just a physical mingling like the Nephilim creating the sons of God. It is a spiritual mingling, so the people that rule over us, given to us by Satan and our overlords, are people of clay and iron. Clay meaning human flesh and iron meaning transdimensional entities that are avataring them like a video game. That's what's going on with Hillary and Obama. Scary stuff, eh?
Hillary and Obama have, a dark side when it comes down to black magic. But also, let's remember that it's very strange that still Trump has not focused on the scandals behind Bill Clinton going to that island with all the little underage girls, his friend, very powerful friend. The scandal, as you know, erupted in the U.S. around 2014.
Right.
This should actually bring down the Clintons even more into the debt.
Why doesn't he do that? Remember now, Trump's father was a very high-level Mason himself. Trump is probably a Mason. All through his apartment, he's got statues and pictures of Apollo in gold. You have to understand, Trump is a what you call White Lodge high level Mason. And he has, I think, narcissistic delusions, and he is literally the incarnations of a quote, a positive force of good for America and the world. And remember, you know and I know that there's so called White Lodges, including in the medical fraternities like Phi Sigma that I joined 2 months before I even went to medical school in 1973. I never did anything in the lodges, but I knew high level people within that wanted to tap me up because I was tapped up by the dean to get higher up in the organization. I was told, no matter what I wanted to do, if I was in higher level, just like when I went to UCLA and VA hospital, they had known that I was in Phi Rho, and it was one of the positive things beyond others as to why they accepted me to do a PhD in neuroscience and my neurology residency and work with DARPA. Okay, so this is not secondhand information, people out there. There's no one like me on the planet that knows these things firsthand, and it's scary as hell. And you have to really understand, it's not a theory, and it's not something that's open to your interpretation or your opinion out there. It's my experience, and it's not open to anybody's damned opinion.
So what do you think now about Trump? Is he not going to be able to catch up with Hillary's advantage?
I don't know. I'm praying that he does, because if he does, we're going to get a period of grace. And America needs to repent, though. America is what I call the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. And not talking about Zionism as the globalist one, but Zion meaning literally everybody on earth becomes, in a sense, under the two houses of Israel, a believer and receiver of the promise of Joseph and of Abraham. And it says in the book of Revelation that all nations will come down on the holy feast days to Jerusalem, the feast of first fruits, the feast of Sukkot, etc., with the ulavs and the other things and the sukkahs, to remember that they were tabernacling with God. And of course, that's why the very first day of the last of the tribulation starts on Sukkot. The only day that they can actually sanctify the Temple Mount, according to the Kohanim from Zafed, north of the Sea of Genesaret, or Sea of Galilee, by rabbinic law, is Sukkot. So the Sukkot's day, 1,230 days later, is Yom Kippur, with the sacrifice is cut off. 30 days later is Pesach, which is Passover, and exactly 5 months after that is this period of destruction called the first phase of the War of Armageddon. And if you go to the end of 2520 days, which is seven Jewish calendar 360-day years, it brings it to the Feast of Yom Teruha, or the Feast of the Long Blowing or Trumpets. So everything is lining up, and I can't tell you when it'll start, but my God, we are so close to catastrophe. When we have Hillary in running, when we have Europe collapsing, when we have Turkey playing games, and you know this firsthand, I want to hear your opinion on it, but Turkey playing games with Europe now, saying, oh, well, we're not really going to take all these. We have 2 million Muslims ready to come from Turkey into Europe, and more, right now, and they're playing games, they want more money, and then they want to have new status with the European Union, so they can literally flood Europe immediately with 40 million Turkic Muslims, not just from Turkey, but North Africa, the Middle East, and Turkic empires like Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, etc. People don't know this, do they?
People don't seem to know a lot of things. I mean, there is a big problem now in getting the right information, the correct information out. I think there is also a sabotage of Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, he's sabotaging himself.
I think there is also sabotage.
Oh, yeah, I know there is. There's no sabotage in the media. Look at that. This one, the Kelly file on Fox News. This woman is demonically crazed. She's out of her mind. She's evil.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty Health Share could be the answer. Liberty Health Share has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty Health Share members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty Health Share for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Thank you.
This is the end.
Welcome back, and it is the end, but it's the start of a big revelation here. I've had, you know, times when I've had what I call spiritual struggles and dreams and so on, and issues come up, like lots of attacks on my getting my upgrades to my computer and other things. And what's happened is I discern that what's happening is we are moving very quickly toward a time of great culmination where there's going to be a resolution of issues and a culmination of good and evil. And by the way, if you want to call in regarding these particular topics, call 800-313-9443. Leo's going to continue over an hour or two, which is fantastic. We will be getting Dr. Bob Thiel on probably early next week regarding a second update book on Hillary, because Hillary is not a minor player in this mess. She's one of the major ones. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, Leo, but I have not only second sight, but second voice. And we're not you know, I'm clearly sane, not insane, but I can tell you, because I died at birth at 8 and a half, I have specific gifts, and these are really unusual. And I had discovered them when I was resuscitating people who were dying or near death. And one of the emergency doctors in Fort Hood Medical School came to me and says, "I can see your aura." He said, "You're one of us." I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Are you crazy? What are you talking about?" He said, "No, you're one of us. You're an intuitive. You can sense when people are going to stay in the surgical room or they're going to be gone." And he said, "You're really relaxed that day." This whole day we were doing all kinds of resuscitations. He said, "Why is that?" He said, "Did you sense that they were staying with us and they were not leaving?" He said, "No, I was in communication with them." "What do you mean?" He said, "What do you mean?" He's telepathic. I could see them, and I was able to communicate with them. They didn't leave the room, so I knew they weren't going to make it. Well, that second gift, when I saw Hillary Clinton back in the year 2000, after Marine One came in with Bill and Hillary, I saw Hillary Clinton as a pantsuited 5'3" or 5'4" female with a very blank stare, and her hand as cold as a wet mackerel. But when I touched her, I didn't just see a female. I saw a 16'8" Draco reptilian monstrosity. And it looked at me in terror because it knew I could see it. So this woman is inhabited by a transdimensional entity that I've never seen anything comparable. And I've taken care of people that are maximum security, psychiatric prisons that are serial killers, chained at the neck, arms, and legs with guards aimed with guns at the patient's abdomen and head while I'm examining them. That's how dangerous they are. And she's 1,000 times worse. This woman is so scary, people don't realize that she's the most evil person I've ever met on Earth. And I'm 64 and a half. So, Leo, what do you think of, this is really, you know, beyond the top. People don't understand what's going on here in the battle that Donald Trump has. He knows a lot of stuff that probably he's not talking about in terms of what's going on the Masonic battles between good and evil. And you're aware of this. It just comes out in your books about their so-called good orders and evil orders and why this battle is not just between different churches or governments. It's between literally a spirit realm at a level that the average person doesn't understand. It's in the Bible. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. What do you think?
I think that the evil and possession and the demonic possession and exorcism are realities that people should really take much more seriously, because they affect everything and everyone.
Yeah, everything. And that's why when people have troubles in their family or their life or even attack on their health, they need to understand the demonic side. People are not just sick on a physical level. They're sick on a spiritual, a socio-psychological, a metabolic, again, the ether of our world is created by the spirit realm. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two with Leo Zagomny. He'll get a lot more chance to talk. But you need to understand we're dealing with a spiritual battle ultimately, and the battle for truth being dark and light, and it's happening now.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.